Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. What do a pink heel splitter, a fat pocketbook, and a purple warty back have in common? They may sound like Harry Potter characters, but they're actually three freshwater mussel species found in the Tippecanoe River. There are 46 other species of oddly shaped and cleverly named mussels in the Tippecanoe River, which is why it has been designated the eighth most important river system in North America. When it comes to mussels, the Tippecanoe is the stick that most other mussel streams in the Midwest are measured against. Mussels are the proverbial couch potatoes of river systems. Mussels eat by sitting still and filtering the water that flows over them. They reproduce by letting passing fish carry their larvae in new habitats in the river. Mussels are so dependent on specific fish for survival that if the host fish species disappears from the river, the mussel larvae cannot develop and the remaining mussels are doomed to extinction. Conservation groups focus on the health of freshwater mussels because they are like the proverbial canary in a coal mine. If the mussels are thriving, then other species are likely to be thriving too. Along the Tippecanoe River and its tributaries, landowners are working with conservation groups to protect water quality by restoring wetlands, planting trees, applying conservation tillage practices in nearby farm fields, and picking up bottles, cans, and other trash along the riverbanks. They help protect the habitat that this great diversity of species calls home.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about what the Nature Conservancy is doing to help keep the Tippecanoe River flowing clean and clear at nature.org/Indiana.